This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, April 18th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
KUAF is proud to co-sponsor Walton Arts Center's Artisphere, Arkansas's Arts and Nature Festival, running May 3rd through June 22nd. The opening weekend includes live music at Bentonville's First Friday and the Trail Mix Concert Tour in both Fayetteville and Bentonville. Information and an event schedule available at artispherefestival.org.
On this edition of Ozarks, the wage gap between men and women remains high in Arkansas and is, in fact, wider than the national average. In a few minutes, a conversation with the General Counsel and Vice President of the National Women's Law Center. And a musical summer camp for children with no previous music education or experience. A preview of Piano Fest 2012 later on the program.
First, a few other items of note. The candidates for Arkansas's congressional seats are beginning to file their fundraising reports for the first quarter of the year, and Republican candidates appear to be outraising their Democratic opponents. Roby Brock with TalkBusiness.net says the GOP candidates are riding a wave of newfound enthusiasm in Arkansas.
I think right now when you look at all of the races overall, in three of the four congressional districts, you have Republican incumbents, which has never been the case in the past. And so there's a real advantage for incumbency. And with Republicans holding three of those four seats, you're seeing those Republican incumbents really have a great advantage with fundraising right now. And then down in the fourth congressional district, which is an open seat this year, you have two candidates, Tom Cotton and Beth Ann Rankin, who both have connections and are fairly well-funded. Tom Cotton's done stellar with his fundraising so far. So right now the Democrats really struggled to find a viable candidate in the 4th Congressional District, and so you're seeing that really play out in some early fundraising numbers.
In Arkansas's 2nd District, incumbent GOP Congressman Tim Griffin has a particularly large advantage.
I think in the 2nd Congressional District, Tim Griffin starts from a real position of strength because he is so far ahead in the fundraising battle. Unless Herb Rule is going to write a personal check, which we don't know of at this point in time, that appears to be a pretty lopsided fundraising battle at this juncture. We'll see if Herb Rule can catch up. I would say Tim Griffin starts with a huge advantage right now in terms of money.
Congressman Griffin is reporting more than $1 million in the bank. His Democratic opponent, Herb Rule, has yet to report any campaign funds.
A principal figure in this month's events surrounding the firing of the head football coach at the University of Arkansas is leaving her job at the U of A. The university says Jessica Durrell resigned from her job as the football program's student athlete development coordinator. She had been hired for the job by former coach Bobby Petrino. According to a statement from the university, she'll be paid $14,000 as part of a settlement and resolution of all matters between her and the University of Arkansas.
Meanwhile, the Donald W. Reynolds Foundation is giving the UA's athletic department two separate gifts totaling $1.25 million. One gift of $250,000 has been made to rename the university's already existing student athlete development program as the Jeff Long Student Athlete Development Program.
Allergy sufferers in Arkansas will not be surprised to learn this spring is considered a heavy pollen year. Dr. Samuel Welch, an ear, nose, and throat specialist at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, says even the past winter was high for pollen counts in the state. He says allergy sufferers should limit time outside during the morning when pollen counts are the highest.
Wait till late in the morning to take their walks or to travel, do much of anything outside. Recommend that they wash their clothes regularly. Try not to, particularly if they're going to spend time outside. It's a beautiful time of the year and people want to be outside, but if they're out for very long, even if they're able to control their symptoms with medications, they'll bring the pollens in on their clothes.
Dr. Welch says pollen seems to be affecting more people more often.
I have noticed for the last several years that the pollen counts have been higher, and individuals whom I know, not only my patients, but also family members and neighbors and friends who are complaining more about their allergies, so I do believe it's increasing.
He says different pollens peak in different months. He says people affected by allergies in multiple seasons should probably see a doctor.
The Razorback baseball team will return to SEC play with two more victories on their record. Arkansas swept a doubleheader from Stephen F. Austin in Fayetteville yesterday, 8-3 and 4-3. The 17th-ranked Razorbacks are now 27-10 and will play the Mississippi Rebels three times this weekend in Oxford. The Arkansas softball team is now 23-19 after defeating Missouri-Kansas City 2-0 yesterday.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals have the day off after winning a slugfest in Springdale last night, 9-8, to close the first homestand of the year. The Nats will meet the Arkansas Travelers in North Little Rock tomorrow night.
Eu sem você não tenho porquê.
That's the music of Grammy-winning Esperanza Spalding, one of the headliners for this year's OK Mozart Festival in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Single event tickets for the 28th annual festival went on sale today. Also scheduled to perform between June 8th and 17th are Grammy winners The Carolina Chocolate Drops and Jamie Stone. In all, the OK Mozart Festival will feature more than 120 performances. More information at okmozart.com.